From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Milwaukee Brewers blew a three-run lead and lost in Atlanta last night 5-4, the Braves scoring three times during a long seventh inning to win it. Logan Schaefer called it a bad loss.
I mean, every loss is tough, but this one was especially tough because, we were going along real great, and then we came into a rough inning, so, that happens. But, it's baseball. Again, you're going to win some series, you're going to lose some series.
Gene Segura had three hits for Milwaukee. Jonathan Lucroy drove in a pair of runs. Ryan Braun left the game in the fifth inning with tightness in his right side. That's close to where he was injured on an oblique muscle earlier. Carlos Gomez also sat out the game after his lower back spasms acted up. The banged-up Brewers open a series in Miami tonight against the Marlins. Marco Estrada going up against Tom Kaler. Meanwhile, Yovani Gardo will have a bullpen session today to test his sprained left ankle that he injured on Tuesday night. Ron Renicki said Gardo felt good yesterday, and if he can make it through his session today with little or no discomfort, he could make his next scheduled start on Sunday in Miami. De Pere High School guard Brevin Pritzel says he will play his college basketball for Bo Ryan's Badgers. The junior gave his verbal commitment yesterday to become the first member of the Badgers' 2015 recruiting class. UW-Whitewater begins Division III World Series play tonight at Fox City Stadium near Appleton. They'll take on Southern Maine. The Whitewater women's softball team won their opener at the D3 World Series down in Tyler, Texas, as they advanced with a win over Rochester of New York 8-7. And in hockey last night, it was the Montreal Canadiens getting a victory over the New York Rangers 3-2. The Rangers still lead that series 2-1. That's sports. I'm Tom King.